presenting sponsor for the night's action on KGNC is F&M Bank in Fall City. It's local solutions by local people. That's F&M Bank, Fall City, Nebraska, our presenting sponsor for tonight's basketball action on KGNC. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineup tonight. First of all, for Pawnee City Indians, it will be 5'11 sophomore Peyton Rose, 5'9 sophomore Jordan Wernemont, 5'6 sophomore Braden Frakes, 5'11 senior Tyler Tettmeyer, and 6' senior Trey Kling. Your starters for Pawnee City: Peyton Rose, Jordan Wernemont, Braden Frakes, Tyler Tettmeyer, and Trey Kling. The Indians starting five tonight for Coach Hadley Sikora. For the Irish tonight, for Coach Doug Gold, is starting five tonight, 5'11 senior Cole Tapp, 6' junior Bo Fletcher, a 6' senior Brendan Lemeron, a 6' senior Hayden Clow, and in the starting lineup tonight, 5'11 junior Toby Baxter. Cole Tapp, Bo Fletcher, Brendan Lemeron, Hayden Clow, and Toby Baxter are starting five tonight for the Irish. Both teams have some players that are missing tonight. You know, that we've had a rash of flu going around the area, and it's affecting, I think, both these teams tonight as well. So I know we've scratched three players off the book for Pawnee City and a couple for Sacred Heart tonight for this ball game. The Irish right now in the wild card points, city number eight. That would, if they could stay there and win this sub-district, that would get them into the districts as the host team. However, they could also drop some. They dropped a little bit already this week and could drop a little further depending on the outcomes and who wins some of these ball games. So Pawnee City, with just four wins on the year, going down 10-11, that could cost the Irish in their wild card points. All we're on Sunny 101.3 tonight, our sister station. Coming up, I believe, 7:30, the tip time, the Johnson Brock, the Johnson Brock Eagles are in action in C2. They're up tonight at UCAN, and they'll take on Exeter Milligan Friend. Exeter Milligan Friend, Johnson Brock meeting for the fourth time this year. They've been pretty close contests, all won by Johnson Brock so far. They'll look to win tonight and advance to the finals. So we'll be back here Thursday night if the Irish win, bringing you more sub-district basketball from Sacred Heart. Friday night, Cody Shawan will be here to bring you the Fall City Sacred Heart girls as they try to earn their way to the state tournament. Sacred Heart will host St. Mary's, the Cardinals, on Friday night here, actually Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock that game will start. 5 o'clock tip time, Sacred Heart girls trying to get back to the state tournament once again with a win on Friday. We'll have that game for you here on KTNC, and we'll have action in the C2 district final. Johnson County Central up on the road, taking off and going up to Pender on Friday evening for that game in the district final in Class C2 action. So the teams are over huddled up with their coaches, and we'll be ready to go here in just a couple of minutes this afternoon and this evening. We just call it evening now. It's 5:30. Two teams getting ready to tear it up here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. While we're getting ready to Freddy with the post-game festivities, we'll take another two-minute break and be back on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Join us for the fourth annual Sebetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sebetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sebetha.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we've got the Pawnee City Indians introduced. Now it's time to get the Irish starters introduced here for the game tonight. Say Hart, the home team, dressed in white. The Indians, black uniform tonight on the road. And we're ready to go. Pawnee City takes the floor. Stepping into the center circle will be Trey Kling. And Trey, a 6-foot senior. See who steps in there for the Irish. Normally it is Cooper Canoggy, but he's not suited up for tonight's action. It's going to be Toby Baxter in the center circle. Pawnee City, the visitors, they'll go left to right towards the east bucket here in the first half this evening at the Rowe Activity Center. An official steps in the center circle, and nobody got it on the way up. The Irish end up with the ball ahead now to Fletcher. He's going to back up and fire a three off the front edge of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Rose. Peyton Rose with the rebound for Pawnee City. They'll come front court now off the right side with it. Handling the basketball is Braden Freaks. Dish the ball inside, Kling. Back out to the top, Wernemont. Swinging around right side against the man-to-man, and you're losing it, but getting control of it again. Freaks out to the wing for three. Up, no good there by Rose, and the rebound comes down to Cole Taft. Taft up the floor, pushes it right side corner. Three ball for Lemeron, won't go. A lot of contact on the rebound attempt. Nobody... No foul. The ball will go off the Irish out of bounds, and it will be Pawnee City basketball. So the Indians up the floor, set a trap, and it works. The bounce pass board is stolen by Taft. Bounce pass across the floor, caught by Fletcher. Can't do anything with it. Good hustle back defensively by Tettmeyer. Shot up by Clown, won't go. Offensive rebound to Baxter. Out to Lemeron. Top of the key, swinging right side. Now tapped in the paint. Fletcher again from the left side for three. Up and good, and the Irish are on the board first. Bo Fletcher with the first three of the game, and the Irish are up early on here. Long pass ahead. Kling right in front of the Irish bench. Steps between two defenders. Rolls to the hole, and up and good. Trey Kling with the bucket makes it 3-2. Three ball right corner for Fletcher. Switch sides. He's got six, and it's now 6-2, the Irish lead. To the front court comes Wernemont. Throws it to the front. Now cross court to Rose. Rose on the right side. Bounce pass back the middle between the circles. Left side, three ball for the elbow. No good by Wernemont. Rebound, weak side. Coming off now with it to the front court is Fletcher. Swinging across the court, and Lemeron, three ball, right corner, good. The Irish starting out on fire from three-point range. They're 3 out of 4 so far, and we played just over 2 minutes of the ball game. The Irish up quickly 9-2. To the front court we go. Now Kling has it knocked away. It's Taft, or excuse me, it is going to be Clout ahead to Fletcher, who lays it up and in. He's got 8. Timeout. Pawnee City down 11-2. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the NFC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
11-2, the Irish out to a quick lead here in the first quarter tonight against Pawnee City. Sacred Heart, been playing well of late. The Irish currently sit at 14-8 on the season. And the ball we brought in against full court pressure. Throw it to the front, and it's Tettmeyer with it. He'll get the ball away to Frakes. Out of the front to Rose, cross court tip, but gets through across to Wernemont. He'll baseball it across again. Rose drives into the paint. His pass tipped away by Clow. Baxter ends up with it, and he's going to be fouled by Peyton Rose. Rose commits the first foul of today's ball game. And here come the Irish with the basketball. Skip it. The right side wing inside to Baxter. Missed it short. Wing with the rebound. Clow reaches in. Held ball. No, they're going to call a foul on Clow. Aiden Clow with the fist first. Team foul number one. And the Indians have the basketball. The Irish showing a 1-2-2 pressure here. Into the front court with the ball is Wernemont. Dribbles into trouble. Now gets over to Rose. Knocked away by Baxter. Fletcher saves it in, but it goes back to Pawnee City. Now a three ball on the way up and down. Left elbow for Wernemont. He's got three, and it's 11-5. Up the floor. The Irish try to pass it to the front. Knocked away there from Cloud. Deflected by Wernemont. Pawnee City will bring Ryan Plager into the game, a 5'7 freshman. Come in to Cole Taft in the backcourt. Plow with it back to Taft in the corner. Lemeron holds it back out top to Taft. Left side Fletcher. Taft right side of the circle. Dribbles into the free throw line. Clow thought about a three. Couldn't get it away. Taft fakes a three. Bounce pass left side Fletcher. Moves down to the baseline. And he dribbled the ball on the inline. Out of bounds. It will be Pawnee City basketball off of the turnover. So the Indians bring it in. 4:20 to play in the opening quarter. Down 11-5 to Sacred Heart. Boys D2, sub-district 1, quarter semifinal. Off the left side, it goes to Rose. Back in the middle, now swinging to the right side with it is Plager. Inside, and Kling catches, shoots in the paint, and scores. Trey Kling with his second basket. Now it's 11-7, the 9-point lead, and now a 4-point lead for the Irish. In the corner. Taft, three ball on the rim. No. Weak side rebound to Fletcher. Out to Lemeron for three and too strong. Rebound Taft. He'll take it out top and now he'll go with it. Now Taft has it. That was Fletcher with the rebound. Taft ended up with it and then a foul on Pawnee City. Foul will be on Trey Kling. His first and team foul number two on the Indians. Lemeron will trigger from the baseline. Brings it out beyond the three-point line and gets it right back. Now throws it to Taft again. Three ball on the flat iron. No. Baxter had the rebound taken away by Kling. Kling gets the ball out of there and up the floor with it comes Tettmeyer. Three ball right corner up. No good this time. Shot by Glauthor. Excuse me, that's 11. I'm sorry. Critics with it. Now to Lemeron on the left wing. Back out top, and now it's going to be Fletcher from the right side of the circle. It's up and it's good. A couple of feet behind the three-point line. He's got 11, and the Irish are up by 7. Here's a steal by Fletcher. He's going to stop and pop a three and fill up another one. He's now got 14 in the ball game, including four triples. And we haven't played that long yet. Here's a ball knocked away. It's going to be off of an Irish player, off of Fletcher, back to a Pawnee City player, off his leg, and it goes the length of the floor, out of bounds, Sagamore basketball. Coming in for the Irish, let's see, where are we at here? In for Sacred Heart. Oh, there he is. Noah Howard. I heard the buzzer. I heard somebody leave. So it's Howard out. Clean comes out for Pawnee City. He has some kind of caught in his throat. So we're going to have an official's timeout here. We'll do that. The Irish up 17-7. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:51 to go in this first quarter. A break in the action here for an official's timeout. 17-7. Sagamore leading here early on. The win tonight puts the Irish in action. Thursday night, Tupelo, Mississippi. Huh. That's where my partner Randy Gatula is at. Messing around. District basketball time and he leaves. Can you believe it? Where is his dedication after 50-some years of doing this? I just don't understand. Where are his priorities? Here's a three ball for Fletcher. Short off the rim. No good. I guess they're with his grandson that's getting married, maybe. That might be worth it. All right, Pawnee City with a rebound. They come to the front court off the right side. In for the Indians. Down low now is Colin Fender, a 5'10 sophomore. Now a big step. Whoops. One big step and maybe another one or two with it. Traveling against Pawnee City. Sometimes you pick up the basketball and you get caught in no man's land, and that's what happened that time to the Indians. Kling back in the ballgame for the Indians now. Irish to the front court, down the right side. Taft with it, back out to Fletcher. High post, he goes to Lemeron. He'll kick it back around, and now gets it back to the free throw line. Jumper won't go. Kling with the rebound, and he'll outlet the ball on the right side for Tettmeyer. Picked up his dribble. Now gets it back in the front court. Irish kind of overplay in the passing lanes. Fletcher knocks it loose. Natalie Sikora wanting a steal. Says, you know, he hit my man on the arm. The official didn't see it that way. The Irish will bring into the game J.J. Lancaster at the moment. Sitting down will be Clough. And the ball's in for Colin Fender. The other way we go. Swing it around. And now a pass out to the top with it is Plager. Kling kicks it back out beyond the three-point line, and a long pass up the ladder to get it and save it that time was Vernemont. He gets it back, he drives, he floats it, and he hits it, but it will not count. Shot clock violation. Didn't get it off in time. 1:19 to play in the first quarter. The Irish up by 10, 17-7. To the front court with it is going to be Noah Howard. J.J. Lancaster, and now they'll give it to Taft. Swing it right side, and it's going to be Howard. A lot of bumping and grinding down there on the baseline. We've got a ball thrown. It goes backcourt, but we've got a foul instead on Colin Fender, forcing the action to the baseline. Taft will come out back in for the Irish for Toby Baxter. Fender checks out for Pawnee City. Plager's in there and back in. Wernemont was in there. Rose is back in. Bring it into Lancaster in the paint. And J.J. Lancaster, the 5'11 freshman, puts it up and in. Biggest lead in the game now is 12 for the Irish. Under a minute to play in the quarter. and traveling call as Rose lost his balance right in front of the Irish bench. Trapped there on that sideline, tried to spin, lost his balance before he get rid of it. He fell, and the Irish get it back. To the front court, Lemeron, right side, Fletcher on the baseline, back to a cutter. Lemeron, he goes baseline, over to Lancaster, fighting the ball, and the ball wins. He goes out of bounds. Got away from him. It will be Pawnee City ball with 42 and a half seconds to go. First quarter action at the rack in Ball City. On the left side now, Rose with it. Pass to the backcourt is out of bounds, kicked by the Irish, or tipped at least by the Irish. Pawnee City ball. All right, the Irish on the defense, and the ball comes into the baseline. With it down there, Wernemont skips it across the floor to the far side. Back inside, Kling had it knocked away by Baxter. On the run the other way is Howard. He slows up and leaves the ball back for Brendan Lemeron. Senior calling it out. We got 12 seconds, 11 to play in the quarter. On the right side, Lancaster back to Lemeron. Thought about it, didn't. He'll go down to Fletcher. He'll fire with 4 seconds left. Too strong. Rebound Baxter. He can't connect. The rebound to Howard. He can't connect. And that into the quarter. Fall City, Sacred Heart, 19. Pawnee City, 7. Back in 1 minute on KDNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Falls City and Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we're back to live action here at the Roe Activity Center in Falls City. Pawnee City basketball to start the period. Bring the ball in to Frakes. Frakes will hand it back to Wernemont. He has a three-pointer. And the Irish steal the ball. Scrambling up with it will be Howard. He'll get the ball away. And a three-pointer on the way. Left side wing, J.J. Lancaster. He's got 5 in the game now. And Sacred Heart keeping a little pressure on here. Nearly got another swipe away. And Pawnee City will throw the ball and nobody home. Out of bounds, it goes on the baseline. Sacred Heart gets it back anyway. 7.5 to play. First half. 15-point advantage for the Irish. On the left side now, take the ball inside. Baxter, his bounce pass is tipped out of there. And it will be Irish ball on the sideline. Tapped inbound. Comes in to his teammate, Hayden Clow. Dribbles out of the circle. Now he'll get it to Lancaster. Over it goes. Howard to Taft. Back to Cloud. Baxter in the middle. Inside Baxter. Makes a move. Kicks it back out to the top. Through a defender. And up no good by Cloud. And the rebound to Trey Kling. Kling with another rebound. And here come the Indians to the front court. Bounce pass to the high post. Kicking out on the left side. And now a three-pointer on the way up. Too strong for Frakes. Rebound to Pawnee City and a holding foul. No doubt about that one. Hayden Cloud caught him around the shoulder, the arm. He didn't have a chokehold on him, but he had a pretty good hammer lock on him. Second foul on Hayden Cloud. First foul of the quarter on the Irish. Cloud sits down. Lemeron back in for Sacred Heart. triggering from the baseline will be Pawnee City on a nice inbound. Quick little bounce pass to Trey Kling right underneath the basket. He's got it up and in. He's got six. The Irish throw it up the floor quickly to the baseline. Taft back to Limeron. Now cross court with it. Howard. He goes back to the right wing. Taft back to Limeron. Out in the midcourt circle against the 1-2-2 zone. Pawnee's just got that baby extended all the way out. Here's Baxter in the free throw line. Jumper up and good. Kobe with his first bucket of the game, and the lead is 15 for Sacred Heart, 24-9. Here's a steal by Lancaster. He's going in himself, and he got a defender there. Cut underneath the bucket, tried a little reverse. That didn't go, hit the bottom of the rim. Here's Kling with a pull-up jumper from 8 feet. It's good. He's got 24-11 now. Lemeron to the front, throw it down low. Lancaster got away from his defender and he missed the bunny. Got it back and then lost it on the high bounce. Ahead of the pack go the Indians. The defense runs by and Wernemont can't connect. Rebound grabbed by Tettmeyer. He'll leave it back to Trey Kling. He's going down the lane. A lot of contact. Now inside, a foul going to be called here on Cole Taft over the shoulder of the offensive player for Pawnee City. And I think that was before the shot. Yeah. Fletcher back in for the Irish, and now we've got timeout. 5:27 to go in the first half. The Irish are up by 13. Timeout Irish back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5:27 to go in the first half. Sacred Heart enjoying a 13-point lead here over Pawnee City, this boys' sub-district opener. Next game night will feature Lewiston's Tigers and the Delro Del Griffins. And I've been trying that bounce pass on the inbound to Kling, and it was intercepted by Lancaster. He'll leave it for Taft, and a three ball side elbow, good. Taft on the board with three now. And here's a knock away by Limeron. Kling picks it up and gets it forward to Tettmeyer. Tettmeyer passes off, gets it right back, throws out on the left side, Wernemont for three. Parries the high, lofty shot. He's got his second triple of the ball game. It's 27-14. The other end, three ball for Fletcher on the right side. Up and good again. Fletcher with 17. To the front. With it, going to be Tyler Tettmeyer. Gets to the front court, gets it right back. Hand it off to Maverick Glothar, who's in the game. Now out it goes, three ball up and down again for Jordan Wernemont. Two in a row. He's got nine in the game. The lead is 13, 30-17, the Irish lead. To the front, left side, Lancaster for three, short. Rebound to Kling on the baseline. He'll dribble it out, get it away now to Tettmeyer. Tettmeyer will hand it over to Braden Freaks, and here he comes to the front court. Throw the ball, Kling underneath, all alone. Oh, Doug Gold won't be happy with that. Kling under there, nobody within 6 or 8 feet of him. Hits the layup. Now Taft, the other end for the Irish. Leaves it off for Lancaster. Lancaster throws it back out to Limeron. Over to Taft. Three on the way and three in the hole. Right side. Excuse me. Taft with a bucket. Has six. It's 33-19. And it's Pawnee City against the Irish pressure. Can't get it across midcourt. The 10-second time frame expires, and it will be Irish basketball. Couldn't get it across midcourt in 10 seconds, and the Irish get it on the baseline, but they don't get it in. I was having a coughing fit. All right, bring it in. Taft makes the catch. Little six-footer, no good, and the ball finds its way back to him off some hands of both teams. Kicking out right side, Limeron three ball on the right side, no good. long rebound comes out to Peyton Rose. Rose ahead up the floor to Freaks. Freaks the ball down on the left side. Wernemont dribbles in, hangs, shoots, and draws a foul. A blocking foul on the Irish. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul on Baxter Toby's first. Third team foul of the quarter on Sagenhart. Wernemont at the line. This will be our first free throw attempt of the ball game with 3:17 to go in the second quarter. Wernemont ready. The 5'9 sophomore fires it up and it bounces off. He'll get one more here. Wernemont gets ready. High is the basket. Let's reply. It's up and it's good. 33-20 now. Up the floor, Fletcher quickly inside. Tap underneath. The Baxter layup is good. Two really nice entry passes for the Irish there. Baxter's got four. Second one, a bounce pass across the lane. And now a ball stolen, taken away by Howard. He throws it across. It's caught. And in one motion, put up and in by Fletcher, who now has 19. And the Irish, like Piranha, force another turnover as the ball is thrown out of bounds at the scorer's table. Looks like everybody's okay down there. Nobody got hurt. None of the technology got damaged. Irish ball, 2:40 to go in the quarter, up 37-20. Off the right side, into Baxter, out to Taft, back to Fletcher. Looks, cross court, stolen by Kling. That was kind of telegraphed across. Wernemont drives in. The Irish try to steal it. Block, held ball will go to the Irish. Good job on the defense there by Fletcher. Having perhaps his best game of the season right now. 19 points already. Playing good on the defense as well. Okay, up the floor come the Irish. Lemeron over to Fletcher. High post to Baxter. Kick it out of there to Howard. Cross court, too late. Tipped away, out of bounds, off Bonnie City. Braden Freaks with the tip away, the deflection. All of our games on the World Wide Web at MSCSports.net. Go to our MSC radio app, and you can get any of our games or any of our stations. Bring it in to Howard. He'll kick it over to Fletcher for three, too strong. Rebound tipped by Baxter. It's going to go off the hand of Fletcher. He couldn't quite catch up with the tip. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Pawnee City ball right at the scorer's table. 2:05 to go in the first half. 37-20, Sagenhart. 17-point advantage, and now a little less as the two-pointer is up and good by Braden Frakes. 37-22. Baxter ends up on his backside at the free throw line. Pass out of there. Fletcher back out to Lemeron. He can't hit. And the ball ends up with Pawnee City. The Indians coming up the floor with it. With a minute 38 to go in the half. Left side, it goes to Rose. Rose pass underneath to Kling. Reverse layup from the left to the right. He's in double figures with a dozen. 37-24. Sagenhart up the floor. Right side, Fletcher back on the left side now. Lemeron with it. Down in the corner to Howard. Makes the catch. Off to Lemeron, underneath, Taft with the catch in the paint, the foot up and good, and he'll be at the line to shoot a free throw. Pawnee City foul on Peyton Rose, his second. First foul of the quarter on Pawnee City. Taft now has 8 in the game, all here in the quarter, looking for number 9 at the line. Up and swish. First free throw of the night for the Irish is good. Throw the ball to Kling up the floor. Oh, my. They called a blocking foul on the Irish. The trailing referee called that. And I know he saw the Sagenhart player go flying. What he did not see from that angle that we had up here on the mezzanine deck was Trey Kling shove his forearm into that Irish defender and push him away. Cole Tapp gets the foul, his second. 14 foul the Irish here in the second quarter. Now the Indians have the basketball. Give the ball in the middle. Tyler Tettmeyer looks, and he tries to go cross court there for Plager, and it's too tall. It's out of bounds. It will be Irish ball with 48 and a half seconds to go in quarter number two. Here come the Irish to the front, lob it across and knocked away. Good play there by Peyton Rose. Mike Simon does not have the hands he had at one time. Many years ago, went off his hands right to his son, who caught it. Here's Baxter from 15, up no good of the free throw circle. No, Kling with another rebound for the Indians. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Second difference with the game clock. Out top, drilling up into the paint, wrapping around to Kling. Layup on the left side is good. Petraeus got 14, the assist to Tettmeyer. Say Hart will play for one here with 13 seconds to go in the period. 40-26, Sagan Hart bounce pass to Baxter. He'll kick it out to Taft. Backing up, three on the clock. Lemeron up and no good. And the tip won't go. After one half of play at the Rowe Activity Center in the sub-district semis, it's Sagan Hart 40, Pawnee City 26. 40-26, the Irish lead. We're back in 2 minutes to wrap up first half on KTNC.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group, direct written premium.
Do you know what to do in a self-defense situation? Staying calm and a quick response are vital to protecting yourself and loved ones. Gain these valuable skills and more with Krav Maga training at Heller Martial Arts. Krav Maga teaches how to respond in numerous situations. Start your training today. Classes are Mondays and Thursdays, 8 to 9 p.m. First class is free. Find out more at HellermartialArts.com or call 402-380-3383 for Krav Maga training at Heller Martial Arts.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to the Rowe Activity Center. It's half our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, yet far from death. Find out more online at highlandcc.edu. Sagan jumped out to a 19-7 lead after the first quarter tonight. And outscored Pawnee City in a tight second quarter, 21-19, and lead at halftime, 40-26. For Pawnee City, it's Trey Ukling with 14 in the first half, 10 of those in the second quarter. Jordan Wernemont has 10. He has three triples and two for Braden Briggs. Pawnee City, one out of two at the free throw line in the first half tonight. For the Irish in the game, it's 19 in the first half for Bo Fletcher. He made 5 3-pointers in that first half at 14 in the first quarter. Cole Taft added on 9 in the second quarter. J.J. Lancaster with 5. Brendan Lemeron with 3. Toby Baxter with 4. The Irish went 1 out of 1 at the free throw line in the first half tonight. Here's the Rowe Activity Center. Peyton Rose, 2 fouls for Pawnee City. Nobody else with more than 1. For the Irish, Cole Taft has 2. Katie Clough has 2. And nobody else with more than 1 foul at this point in the ballgame for the Irish. 40-26, our halftime score. The Irish lead over Pawnee City. Our halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from dead. Find out more online at highlandcc.edu. We're back after this check of our sponsors, the weather, and we're back in about 5 minutes on KTSC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Mobile banking makes it possible to bank where you are. The convenience of checking your account balance, transferring funds between accounts, or making a payment using your cell phone are all reasons why you should stop by the main branch of F&M Bank to get started. Our customer service representatives are available to assist you locally in Falls City. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Look for mainly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures falling back to around 30 degrees with winds out of the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, lots of sun and high temperatures in the upper 50s with easterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Rain developing Wednesday night, a little bit of snow mixing in as well. We're not looking for any accumulation. Temperatures fall back to around 30 degrees with winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures reaching the lower 60s and northwest winds at 5 to 10. Thursday night, clear with temperatures in the mid-30s. Friday, lots of sunshine and high temperatures near 70 degrees. Saturday looks sunny with a high temperature of 55 and northeast winds at 10 to 20. Sunday, chance of rain and snow with highs in the mid to upper 30s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 52.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games with plenty of TVs to catch every play from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the growth. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those special that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabatha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Fall City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we get ready for the second half action here on KTNC tonight. This Class D2 Sub-District 1 opener. Sacred Heart with a substantial lead over Pawnee City, 40-26. A few other games are started in Class C1 Sub-District 2, I believe it is. Auburn leading at halftime over Omaha Brownell Talbot, 52-19. The Bulldogs looking to advance the sub-district final on Thursday. So Auburn up 52-19 at halftime. Bernie Davenport Chickley is leading Humble Table Rock Steiner at the start of the third quarter, 39-28. That's all the scores we have right now. And we have on Sunny 101.3 tonight, our sister station coming up scheduled for 7 o'clock. Johnson Brock and EMF. That's a 7 o'clock start time up at U10. Johnson Brock and Exeter Milligan, a friend, for the fourth time this season. Dylan Hendricks will have that game for you coming up tonight on Sunny 101.3. Pawnee City ball. They go right to left to the east bucket, or the west bucket here in the second half. Here to drive underneath and a kick out to the top for three. It's good again for Jordan Wernemont. He's got 13 in the ball game now for Pawnee City. The lead is down to 11. Pawnee City giving a pretty good account of themselves. Now just four wins on the year. You got three players missing from their varsity lineup tonight. Sickness. Here's a three-pointer for Taft. No. Weak side rebound to Baxter. Pulls it out of there. Goes to Clough. His pass is tipped by Wernemont. He drives in the paint. He throws it up. It won't go. Rebound to Brendan Lemeron. Senior heads up the floor on the right side. Pulls up the wing. Leaves it off. Back to Clough. Clough dribbles it across. Now goes to Taft. Taft to the paint. Underneath for Lemeron. Led him just a hair too far, and the ball gets away out of bounds. It will be Pawnee City basketball. Up the floor against the full court pressure, Pawnee City. Throw it ahead to Peyton Rose. He'll go back, stolen by Fletcher, and he lays it up at the other end. He's got 21. And he steals the inbound, shoots it, misses it. Rebound brought down by Clough, and he's going to be fouled and go to the free throw line. So the foul will go on Peyton Rose. That's his third. First foul of the third quarter. Peyton Clough at the line, looking for his first points of the ball game. Clough ready. Fires it up and got it. Sacred Heart perfectly the free throw line tonight. Of course, they've only attempted two. So they can keep the streak going here. Clough ready on his way up and got it again. 44-29, the lead back up to 15 now. In the backcourt, Pawnee City. Trouble with the Irish pressure. Throw it across the front court to Wernemont. He will hand the ball away to Braden Frakes out top. Frakes will work the right side, throws it cross court to Rose. Rose drives toward the baseline, throws it back out. Gets through the defense over the far side, and now with it again is Frakes. Frakes down the lane, right side, and Fletcher blocks the three-point attempt put up there by Wernemont. And it will be Pawnee City basketball. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Inbound in front of the baseline. They'll bring it in out top to Rose. Rose makes the catch, hands it off to Wernemont. But now it goes to Frakes. Frakes over on the right side. A dribble and a drive by Rose. And he's stripped of the ball. Out of bounds it goes. Good defense by Cole Taft. Now there's 4.9 seconds on the shot clock. triggered in, and it's tipped away. They went for Kling on the inbound bounce pass. And now ahead it goes to the Irish. Clow with it. Back out top, Lemeron over to Clow on the right side. Dribbles up, back to Lemeron, the top of the key. Left side, Fletcher loads it up, fires, and got it. He's got 24, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 threes. Bring it in. Trey Kling ahead up the floor. Tettmeyer, bounce pass in the middle. Kling, layup is good. He's got 16 for Pawnee City. 47-31. Here's a three-pointer for Taft from the right corner. Up and good. Cole Taft now in double figures with 12. To the front court. Rose in the middle. Wernemont double team. Goes in, stripped to the ball. Out of bounds. It goes with 5:04 to go in the third quarter. 5:04 left. And Pawnee City will inbound the ball from the baseline here. Triggering is Tettmeyer. He'll get it in to Wernemont. He'll drive, he'll shoot, he'll score off the left side block. Jordan Wernemont, sophomore, now with 15 in the game. Quickly the other way, Lemeron, right side over to Taft, wide open three ball, buries it again. He's got 15 in the game in the lead and now 20, biggest lead of the night for the Irish. To the front comes Kling. He drives in with a Euro step and off the glass, off the iron, no. And a foul on the Irish will put him on the line. The foul on Toby Baxter, his second. First foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. This will be the first free throw attempt of the night for Trey Kling. First one is no good. He'll have another one. J.J. Lancaster in for the Irish in place of Hayden Clow. Coach Gold's got a lot of young players he's rotated in this year. Up, no good. Long rebound comes out to Lemeron, the senior point guard. Cross to his teammate, classmate Taft. Right side, Fletcher. Over now, left side, baseline. Taft out to Lancaster. J.J. moves up. Lemeron, thinking about it, didn't. Dribbles into the free throw circle. Lancaster loaded up, didn't fire. Cross to Fletcher. He'll take it and hit it again. 27 for Bo Fletcher in the game. 3, 4, 5, 6, that's 7 threes so far for Fletcher. Front court and a 23-point lead for the Irish. With the basketball now, Tettmeyer picks up the loose ball, knocked away by the defense. Passes off, gets it back in the paint. 13 on the shot clock, gets away to Wernemont. He's on the left elbow, back out to the top. Get the ball up, and now a pass to Kling. He's going to turn and fire. Nice little turnaround jumper, about 8 feet for Kling. He's got double figures. Well, he's been double figures. He's got 18 points now. Lemeron, three ball, right side of the circle. Ricochets out of there. Kling with the rebound. Up the floor, pass across, and a drive and a foul. Wernemont will go to the line to shoot two as he went flying from the wing in there. The foul on Sacred Heart's Brendan Lemeron. His first, second foul of the quarter on the Irish. Wernemont at the line is 1-for-2, has 15 points in the game. He gets set. He'll fire it up and short. Noah Howard in for the Irish. He checks in for Cole Taft. Pawnee City brings in Colin Fender. He'll check in there in place of Peyton Rose. All right, Wernemont ready. It's up and battles its way in. He's got 16 and the lead is 20. Sacred Heart with the ball. Front court, tab, right side. Fired across court to Lancaster. He'll dribble around a defender. Fire from 15, no good. Rebound, batted around, knocked loose, out of bounds. It will be Pawnee City basketball. So the Irish keeping the pressure defense. I don't remember seeing a lot of full court pressure this year. Top the floor, here's a steal. Lemeron ahead to Fletcher, going to load and fire. Three ball, missed it. Rebound, weak side, ran down to the baseline. Corner by Lancaster. Passes off, gets it back. Now he heads for the hole, leaves it back for Lemeron. Lemeron up high to Fletcher. Now he gives off to Howard. He'll fire it across to Lancaster, back to Lemeron. three ball from the top is up and down. Lemeron with just his second hoop of the night. But the Irish are up by 23. They really haven't needed his scoring tonight. Nice when you don't need your seniors to score. Here's a ball ricocheted out of there by Lancaster. The Irish aren't very big, but they are athletic and they're fast. Size-wise, pretty good matchup with Pawnee City. Take the ball to the baseline and a run on the baseline from the left to the right. And a layup good for Trey Klang. He's now got 20 in the ball game for Pawnee City. 59-38, 2:05 to go in the third quarter. The Irish with the lead. Lemeron over to Howard. Drives in, kicks it out. Fletcher for three. Yes. 30 for Bo Fletcher. That is his 8th three-point of the night. To the front with the ball in the hand of Tettmeyer. Kling, free throw line, dumps it over the defense. Nice pass and a nice bucket. Colin Fender, another sophomore, puts it up and in. 62-40. The other end, Baxter in the paint, puts his head down and draws a foul. Don't think it's a shooting foul. Foul on Braden Freaks, his first. Second foul of the period on Pawnee City. Lemeron out into the game again comes Hayden Powell for the Irish. Everybody on the corner, everybody baseline side to side. Bring it into Fletcher. Over it goes to Howard. Howard back to Fletcher. Going to load up a long one. Yes! He is on fire. He's got 33, and that is his 9th three-pointer of the ball game. That's about going to be a record for the Irish, I would guess. I'd have to check it. Here's Lancaster, went for a steal. Got too much arm, and G.G. Lancaster picks up his first foul, team foul number 3 for Sagan Hart. Fletcher had 4 in the first, 1 in the second. That's 4 more here in the third quarter from long range. Passed the ball to the sideline to Kling. Trey was too close, came down with the ball out of bounds. The lead is 25 now for the Irish. Fletcher into the free throw line post area. Baxter can't connect. Playing with a rebound, taken away, and Howard can't connect. But a foul is going to be called on the Irish. Foul on Howard, okay. He got the foul on the rebound, I see. Foul on Noah, his first. 14th foul of the quarter. And the Irish knocked the ball off of Pawnee City on the inbound on the baseline. And get it right back. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Triggering in will be Howard. He'll take it out long to Lancaster. Off to Fletcher. He's going to load it up. Missed it. Too strong. Rebound picked off by Fletcher. By JJ that time. He'll give the ball away to Baxter. Fletcher left corner for three. Going to go around the defender. And he's called for traveling before he gets the ball on the deck that time. 33 for the junior for the Irish at the moment. He'll sit down along with Baxter. Sagan Hart brings into the game. Turn around there, young man. I'll tell you, tell everybody who you are. Can't see his face or his number, either one. Taft is back in for the Irish. Also checking in. Okay, Traden Witt. There you go. See him turn around there eventually. I can see that second number. Witt, a freshman. Kling in the front court with the pass. Gets the ball ahead now to Tettmeyer. Back to Kling. Free throw line, left side. And he'll hand the ball off. And a 15-footer up and good for Colin Fender. He's got 4 and it's 65-42. 25 seconds left in the quarter. Foul to the front court, off to Taft. Taft will play at the point here. Now he'll come off to Howard. Back to Taft, out near the midcourt stripe. Lancaster against the man-to-man. Throwing it down in the corner, right side. Now it's going to be over to Lancaster. They throw it through the defense and driving up, pulling up from 10 feet off the backboard. No good by Hayden Plow. And after three, Sagan Hart with a big advantage, 65-42 over Pawnee City. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSE Sports Radio Network.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver. From multi-peril to specialized coverage, Riverstone offers tailored plans that understand the unique challenges of our local agriculture. We work with the USDA to bring you federal programs. Call Riverstone Insurance today for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let's build a plan that yields results, no matter the forecast. Visit us at RiverstoneIns.com or call. That's Riverstone Insurance Group. Growing confidence, harvesting security.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
On the clock, Sagan Art with a big advantage, 65-42 over Pawnee City in this sub-district semifinal night here at the Rowe Activity Center. High post to Baxter, out to Fletcher. Three balls short. Rebound on the deck. Pawnee City's Peyton Rose grabs it up and hands the ball off now to Frakes. To the front court. Doug Gold has his starters in the ball game to start for this fourth quarter. Move in, and a floater is up, no good by Vornemont. Rebound to the Irish, and here comes Lemeron to the front court. Lemeron leaves it back, now Clough. Now back to Lemeron on the right side, now in the corner to Clough. Looking in for Baxter, and now they get in the ball on the right block. Back out, Lemeron, three ball from the top is up and down. Brendan Lemeron has 9 in the game, all on triples. And it's 26-point advantage for the Irish. In the front court of the basketball, Maverick Lothar has it knocked away from a teammate. He's down in the layup at the other end, no good for Tapp. Rebound brought down by the Indians. Frake shaking up there momentarily. Looks like he's okay now. Back up and in action. Going to fire a triple and come up short. And coming out with a loose ball is Lemeron. He goes ahead to Clough. A lot of contact. No whistle, but a layup good. Clough with his first field goal now has 4. Here's Kling through traffic. Taken away. Stolen by Lemeron. Throw it ahead to Fletcher. And the finger roll up. No, but a whistle and a foul. Pawnee City foul will go on Braden Freaks, his second. First foul of the quarter, and it's Bo Fletcher to the line. He's got 33 points. This is his first trip to the free throw line in the ballgame. He's got 8 three-pointers in the contest. We get 9. Free throw no good. Four in the first, 4 in the third, 1 in the second. Free throw up and good. 1 out of 2. Good at 34 points, and the lead is 29 for Sacred Heart. 71-42. Ball Fletcher knocked loose. Fletcher after runs it down. Looks, lays it up with a finger roll in the left hand is good. He's got 36. 73-42. 31-point advantage for the Irish and Pawnee City. Limbad underneath their own basket. The Irish knocked the ball out of bounds on the end. Tettmeyer will trigger for Pawnee City. Bounce pass into Kling. Tried to reverse the pass right back to him, and it's tipped out of bounds again by Sacred Heart. So they'll reset. Triggering in. Tettmeyer, Tyler looking. Gets the ball in. Brings it around out top now to Braden Frakes. Braden, right side of the basketball now to Tettmeyer. Skips it across. Oh, and too tall. Intended there for Maverick Lothar. Maverick couldn't get up there quite high enough to get it. And here comes a line change for the Irish. 5 different players checking in. So the starters are done for the Irish tonight. Let's see. Into the game we have for Sacred Heart, Noah Howard to the ball game. Owen Sando, a 5'10 freshman to the point. J.J. Lancaster back in. We've got Treat and Widge in the ball game, and down here in the corner, we've got Cashwood, 6'5", 11 freshman. Ball knocked out of bounds on the far side. 5.5 to play in the third, or excuse me, the fourth quarter. The Irish with the lead. Sando with it off the right side to Lancaster. Back to Sando. Lancaster down in the corner now. They'll dribble it out. Coming out with it. Cashwood. Left side. Now in the ball. Hands of. That's Howard. Excuse me. Noah gets it away. And shot on the way is up. No good by Cashwood. Ends up going out of bounds. Nobody touched it. And it will be Pawnee City basketball. So the Indians will walk it up the floor here, and Jeremy lost it. And now they do. They tried to throw it a little backward bounce pass. The ball goes out of bounds. Coach has a score, sends in Ryan Plager, a 5'7 freshman, and also Colin Fender, a 5'10 sophomore. So to the front court, J.J. Lancaster in the baseline. Bounce pass to the high post now. Traden Witt out to Lancaster. Three ball, no. Traden Witt, the rebound. Gets it out of there. Back now to Howard. He'll fire a three from the top and drop her in. 76-42, Sacred Heart. 34-point lead for the Irish. Down on the left side now. Trey playing with the basketball. Passes in. Gets a push back to him by a defender. Out on the right side with the basketball. Colin Fender in the middle, loose ball. Kling wins the race to the ball on the ground. Kicks it out to the left side. Three-pointer Plager won't go. Rebound weak side to Cashwood. Up the floor in the corner, Howard. Contact, no whistle. Out he goes to Witt. To Witt. That will be traded to Cash. And now inside, Trey Kling takes the ball away. Kling going in, stolen away by Howard. Howard up the floor with his head up, looking, cuts to the middle. All the way through, down it goes, Lancaster. Now back to J.J. He'll hold the ball and give it up now for his teammate Cashwood out there. Cashwood gets it to Traden Witt. Kick it out to Cash, and a three ball is up and good for Cashwood. Rebound to Colin Fender, and here comes Pawnee City. To the Brian Plager, here's a steal. Cashwood all the way in, layup is good. He's got five off the bench. Pawnee City has brought Drake Wilkinson in, a 5'11 freshman. Also in there is Paxton Binder, a 5'8 freshman. Ball tipped, picked up, and Maverick Lothar will be fouled by Sacred Heart. Foul will be on Owen Sando, his first. First foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. Paxton Binder bringing in backcourt to Maverick Glothar. Glothar passes off. Cross court pass to Plager. Back to the left side with the ball to Binder. Binder looks, bounce pass down low on the left block in the hands of Wilkinson. And his pass out of there, knocked away, stolen by Sando. All the way in, got pushed, lost the ball. It was going out of bounds. He saved it, but Pawnee City ends up with it. with a minute 45 to go in the ball game. 81-44, Shane Hart with the lead. To the front, Pawnee City with it. Out to the top, it goes to Glothar. Back in the middle to Binder. They play catch with it, 15 on the shot clock. And the ball kicked by the Irish. Set the clock to 20 seconds on the kick. Shot clock, that is. Okay, here we go. Pawnee City on the inbound brings it in. Shot by Glothar, won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Cash Witt. He passes off to Sando, now to Traden Witt. Back to Cash. They play catch. Traden inside. Gets the ball underneath there. Alex Nelson bumped and gets called for traveling. 70 seconds left in this one. The Irish will advance to play Thursday night against the winner of Dillon-Odell and Lewis, and that game comes up next here at the rack tonight. Here's the ball stolen by Traden Witt. He goes all the way in, and the right side lays it up. 83-44. The Irish up by 39. To the high post of the basketball to Derek Quarters in there, a 5'10 freshman for Pawnee City. Swinging around. Left side, shoot it, fellas. Paxton Binder. Now a shot on the way up. No good by Ryan Plager. Rebound to Cash Witt. 30 seconds to go in the game. Shot clock is off. Sando with it. Get the ball down. 17 on the clock. Irish Irish trying to get the ball. Here's a shot up and in and out. No good by the Irish, by Alex Nelson. They wanted to get the ball. And the final seconds ticking off here. And the final night, Ball City's Sacred Heart boys, 83, Pawnee City, 44. Our game brought to you, our sponsor is F&M Bank in Ball City. Local folks, local decisions, local solutions, F&M Bank in Ball City. We'll wrap this one up after this one-minute timeout on PTNC, the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Calvert Diamond Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best.
As you went into the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest.
You're listening to KTNC 7.1.
Our final score in our boys' game tonight here between Sacred Heart and Pawnee City, 83-44. The Irish come away with the sub-district victory and advance. Sacred Heart improves to 15-8 on the year. Pawnee City will finish the season 4 wins and 17 losses. For Pawnee City tonight, they're led by Atreyu Kling, the senior. Had 20 points for Pawnee City. Jordan Wernemont, a sophomore, scored 16. Colin Fender had 4 and 2 each for Braden Frakes and Tyler Tettmeyer. They hit 2 out of 6 free throws in the ballgame. For the Irish tonight, the big story, 19 three-pointers made for Sacred Heart tonight. They made 19 long ones, 9 of those by Bo Fletcher, who led the scorers in the game. Fletcher had 36 points in the contest tonight. 15 for Cole Tapp, 9 for Brendan Lemron, all on triples. 5 for J.J. Lancaster in the game tonight for the Irish. Cash Witt had 5 off the bench. Hayden Plow had 4. Toby Baxter, 4. Traden Witt had 2. And Noah Howard added 3 as well. Sacred Heart, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line in the game. So Sacred Heart will move on. They'll play the winner of the next game. Coming up here at the rack tonight, that is between Lewiston and Dillon-Odell. That's going to cover finish our action here tonight. We'll be back here Thursday night to bring you Sacred Heart against the winner of this game in the sub-district final. Tonight, you have plenty of time to get over to Sunny 101.3, where it will be the Johnson-Brock Eagle Boys taking on Exeter Milligan Friend. Dylan Hendricks has that action for you tonight from, he'll be up at UTAN tonight, bringing that ball game on Sunday 101.3. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody.